This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Only one of the eight first-round series remains undecided. Detroit visiting Tampa Bay in Game 7 tomorrow. ESPN NFL insider Mark Dominic is reporting Missouri defensive end Shane Ray has been automatically enrolled in the behavioral portion of Phase 1 of the NFL substance abuse program.
The new Subway Turkey Italiano Melt, fresh toasted with tender juicy turkey, robust Genoa salami, and pepperoni. These big three unite under melty provolone cheese and drizzled with tangy new Subway vinaigrette. There's only one place to get the Turkey Italiano Melt. Subway. Eat fresh.
A lot has changed regarding agriculture, but not the need for good information. And that's what AgView does best. This is Ken Rogers. AgView Radio and AgView.net is the only source of content specifically tailored for today's producer, rancher, business person, and all the people who work with and support agriculture. We cover ag markets like no one else, report agribusiness news like no one else, and provide you that information like no one else. On the radio, your computer, tablet, smartphone, or other digital device, AgView is the ag information source.
Dear Mike, sorry our relationship ended. I enjoyed our stops at Foot Convenience Plaza for beer, wine, snacks, and soda. Their delicious pizza, made fresh each day, was our favorite pizza in town. Foot's will always remind me of you. Well, I'm running out of lipstick and space on your windshield. P.S. They have washer fluid at Foot's.
Foot's Convenience Plaza, the first stop coming into town and your last stop out. East Highway 30, Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday. We're going to talk about some things going on the diamond, the Lopers baseball team. We're going to talk with, of course, Coach Day about that, besides his wit and intellectual charm on today's show. We'll also talk with Hastings softball coach Troy Baker. They get ready for the GPAC tournament tomorrow. And Carson Shockey at the end of the program today, the Big Ten golf champion out of Creighton Prep, is a sophomore at Iowa. Threw down a little 65 in the opening round and went on to claim a Big Ten individual championship. Four rounds, but a career-best 65 gets you off on a good foot.
We're at...
They were in Indiana here. Let me see if I still have that in front of me, dude. I don't know if, what did I do with the page?
Uh-oh.
Sorry, man.
Screwing it up. There it is.
Let's see. Da-da-da-da. Victoria National Golf Club. Somewhere in Newburgh, Indiana.
Yep. Central Indiana.
So, there you go. You've never been there, apparently.
No. But there's a lot of great golf tracks in Central Indiana. A lot of great golf tracks.
All the stuff, when you look at the Iowa website, the golf course that they use is right there, like, I don't know if it's technically on campus, but it's by the football stadium. When we went out for the Iowa football game, it's right there. Some of the other stuff they show, pretty darn nice.
Yeah.
Pretty nice tracks that they play on.
Yes, yes. College golf is definitely, just like a lot of things in college athletics, college golf has ascended to a higher level of course. A lot more courses are viewing the prestige of it rather than the taxation that it takes on the golf course. A lot more private clubs as well as public courses now are wanting those types of tournaments so that they can help in their marketing campaign to help golf. You know, back in, you know, I used to bum around and see the college golf scene They wouldn't let anybody play anywhere because, you know, if you played at a country club, it would take away from the members. And if you played at a public course, it was taken away from the paying customer that day. So college golf, I think this is one of those Tiger Woods effects. You know, you talk about Spieth and Rory McIlroy. I mean, it has a trickle-down effect all the way to now the college golf level. And even at the high school level, you see golfers doing things that, you know, 10, 15 years ago weren't happening. I mean, you're seeing athletes now, not that golfers 10, 15 years ago weren't athletes, but you are seeing truly physically gifted guys going into the world of golf. And so I think that Tiger Woods effect is still echoing out and still quite amazing what he has been able to do for the game of golf. And I think you see it with, you know, just the Big Ten tournament being at a really nice track.
And Carson Shockey's golf guy is Tiger Woods. That's his man. I still... Sports science probably could do something on ESPN on this, because what you're talking about is the athletes, is they're watching now what they eat, they're training, they're lifting weights, they're running. Let's face it, when you look at the old footage of Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, Tom Kite, I mean, Craig Statler wasn't in shape. He was a shape. And you have all these other guys that are very slender. Where did they get their power from with the equipment that they were using? It's almost amazing to me that the guys aren't hitting it farther. And the bottom line is, it isn't about length, as we all know. It's about precision, how to get on the green, how to make your putts.
I think that's probably the one thing that, you know, they talk about how much the game has changed. Well, equipment has had a huge deal with it. But also green speeds, the way the greens are treated. I mean, those greens nowadays are much different than the greens were back when Nicholson and Nicklaus and Palmer and the heyday of the golden era of golf. Great, the courses were very tough, but they weren't built like they are today. They weren't Tiger-proofed. They weren't Rory-proofed. I mean, you have to – I always joke with people, if you really want to kind of get a feel for what it's like to pitch on a PGA green, you know, or putt on one, just try to get one to check up on your driveway. I mean, that's what those people – the TVs – and everything that the people are talking about does it no justice to what they're trying to accomplish. It's kind of like when you watch Major League Baseball on TV, what those guys are doing from an offensive standpoint looks very easy. They make it look very simple. Standing in on 95 and getting a good swing on it is something to behold. And so, you know, I think that when you do the whole comparison with balls going farther and the equipment in golf and everything, golf has evolved to the point where it's still a very difficult game from the standpoint of you still got to make your putts, you still got to hit it where you're supposed to be, don't wrong side yourself, and it's amplified in majors. But I don't like comparing the two eras, because I think that as well as the equipment has changed, so have a lot of the courses, so have a lot of the course setups. And so I think that's kind of brought it back to where there still can be a justifiable comparison between the two eras.
So, again, Carson Shockey wins the Big Ten Golf Championship. He'll join us towards the end of the program. Troy Baker, Hastings Softball, in our next segment. And we'll break down UNK's series at Central Missouri for the MIAA baseball tournament this weekend. The story, obviously, that is going on right now, besides later on in the week, talking Kentucky Derby, talking there's not a lot of expertise I can give you or we can give you on Pacquiao Mayweather. I think it's more about who you want to win that fight later on in the week. Jay Root of the MGM, right in the heart of it. They're hosting it. He's the vice president. He's going to join us on Thursday. But obviously, the story out there, I'll mention it, and then we'll do what we want. If you'd like to give us a buzz, if you'd like to email us, if you'd like to tweet us, we'll go from there. The Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. As always, anything you want to comment on, we're there. Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Twitter address, at ESPN1460-1550, at ESPN1460-1550. And you can always call us on the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. When sports and news combine, I hate it when news jumps into sports, so I try not to do the same when sports falls into the news, and that's what you've got in Baltimore. Baltimore and the White Sox have postponed their game for the second straight day, and I hope that they can find a way to play baseball away from the violence. So I know if this was a different show and we were talking news, I would be saying things that probably would be Midwestern type of talk, which wouldn't fly well in some other parts of the country.
It's just sad. I mean, it's just sad that there's the group of individuals there that are truly protesting their opinion, the wrongful death. And then there's the group of individuals that are just profiting from it. You know, if you go on Twitter or Facebook, you see, you know, stacks of MacBooks or stacks of iPods that have all been stolen. I mean, what are you trying to say with the looting? I mean, why are you destroying things? I understand you're angry. And like you said, with my Midwestern upbringing and whatnot,
I don't understand.
You're right. I don't understand.
I guess that's the best way.
I don't feel like I've ever been oppressed. I don't feel like anybody... that I've ever oppressed anybody else's thoughts or opinions on some things. I think the sad part about that is just the exploitation of an event, and that's what's sad. A person lost their lives. A family is grieving right now, and now it's exacerbated by a group of individuals that feels like that they can go out and do anything because they feel like that they have been wronged. And so I agree with you when you never want to take the news world into the sports world or vice versa. At the end of the day, sports is sports. It's a game. It's not life or death. It's something that is very entertaining, but it is still – the sports has so many great things, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, it is still sport. You know, and so you just hope that and pray that they can get everything kind of settled down, calmed down, and whatnot. Because I'm stunned that the MLB hasn't made a move. I'm surprised they haven't flown to Chicago yet.
Yeah, get them out of there.
Yeah, you know.
Get them out of there. It's not going to get better tomorrow.
Right. You know, what's going to happen with Tampa Bay when they come in this weekend? So, you know, now you're really putting the Orioles in a foothold or in a hole. Because, you know, if you're looking at it from just the sports side, which that's what we do on the show is talk sports, mm-hmm. Orioles are going to be backed up 5 games. At the rate it's going, you know, they're going to be backed up 5 games. And when you're already slammed into 162 in a short, there's not 5 makeup days. So now you're flying. Now all your next makeup days are all taken care of if they go in. Now you got double headers. And now, now you start seeing AAA farmhands up having to make, you know, an impact on the roster when they're already playing in the very tough American League East. So very interesting situation from a sports standpoint, the cancellations.
And I think the Orioles with a manager in Buck Showalter, when he does speak, I think it'll be I will respect he's very respected, and it'll be interesting how he approaches what's going on here. Because as you said, Damon, it's two separate issues. There's a baseball game, and it's a multi-billion-dollar business, but there's life, and that is two separate issues, but yet it's happening in Baltimore where the Orioles currently are. So if you'd like to join us, we'd love to hear from you. Let's take a look at a couple of other sporting notes. By the way, I just wanted to mention that Kansas City 6, Cleveland 2, and the Indians and Royals will play again this afternoon at 5:10 on the Breeze. 94.5. No rebuttal?
No rebuttal.
Okay. Your Cy Young Award winner hasn't won a game yet. You worried?
No rebuttal. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Josh Hamilton officially back with the Texas Rangers. Hopefully, again, personally, that's good for him. Professionally, I don't know that that's – I'm sure there's places that could use a – all-star like him. Right now, Texas isn't in a spot where they were when he played, and he by himself cannot change that. But finally, the Packers are going to retire Brett Favre's jersey, and they're going to do it Thanksgiving night against the Bears.
That's awesome. That's well-deserved. Should have happened. I don't know the timelines for all those things. But getting back to your Josh Hamilton's story is all that is wrong in the world of sports. And I cannot fathom nor believe that it has gotten the traction nor the coverage. And I understand it's a disease. I understand it's a sickness. But this guy can't be left alone. I mean, the Angels are taking a bath on this whole contract because they didn't hire they didn't stick with his accountability
handlers.
His
handlers. He has handlers. He had handlers.
Yeah.
With the Rangers.
Yeah, and that's that to me. That's the most ludicrous thing that we are talking about, is because you can do certain things on a baseball field with your arm and your bat and all those types of things. Is we're going to completely just take away any accountability that you have for yourself.
I don't
And it's a weird
I'm not saying I agree or disagree with you. I guess I look at this a little bit differently in the scheme of things, and we're talking about athletes and troubles. I don't view Josh Hamilton as of, and I guess say what you want, I don't view Josh Hamilton having hurt anyone.
But himself.
But
and
himself.
His family, and I mean, not physically,
yeah,
but just emotionally. Right.
Right. And it screws over the Angels because he wasn't all he was supposed to be and all that. But compared to some of the other, not just baseball athletes, but other athletes, I guess.
That's a very good point.
I'm more willing to be on this Josh Hamilton bandwagon when you think that you're past all that, and you apparently had been for a long time. And I guess in the world, we just view drugs and alcohol differently. And I think we should, compared to murder and violence and
without a doubt.
You know, what's going on with beatings and attacks.
In that perspective, you are point well made and point taken from the standpoint of it. On the grand scheme of athlete behavior right now, it is on a lower end of the spectrum. It's still just a wow. I mean, this guy really, they're really to the point where we'll pay you $150 million to not be on our team anymore. That's crazy. It reminds me of the Billy Bean line in Moneyball when David Justice says, hey, Billy, you don't pay me, to take pitches. You're right. We're not paying it at all. And the New York Yankees are paying your salary because they think you're so good, they would rather pay you to pay for us. Yeah. And that's one of those things that makes me kind of think of when you get to that type of – when you start to get the – the trades and everything going, you're so bad that we're going to pay for you to play for another team. That's how bad we think you are.
David Justice, there's a name.
How humbling is that?
Let's go into a break here and get to a couple more of our guests. But before we do, we want to make sure that, hey, wing lovers, if you love the chicken wings, the Chicken Coop is trying something new. Not only do you have the bone-in and boneless wings, they're bringing in Maple Leaf farm-raised ducks, and you can try the latest, which called is just simply their duck wings. And you can get them in the same flavors that you get the chicken wings, any of them. They've added mango habanero that you can get on the duck wings or their chicken wings. But give it a taste. I've tried it. It's really good. Again, maybe it's like any food. It's an acquired taste. But I like it, so give it a try. And that doesn't mean because I like it, you should give it a try. But if you like duck or if you like great sauces, the great dipping sauces that they put on at the Chicken Coop. Try it out right now. And, of course, they've got salads as their lunch special today, $1 off a salad. They've got great food from the menu, whatever you want, burgers, pizza. It's not just bar food either. It's taken care of with loving tenderness by the cooks at the Chicken Coop. The best of both worlds. It's your Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill, downtown Kearney. We'll talk a little Hastings softball with Coach Troy Baker when we come back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just create happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A three-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire...
Touchdown! You gotta be kidding me!
you'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sun develops today with a slight chance for a shower this afternoon. Otherwise, most areas stay dry with a high near 70 with a north wind at 10 to 15. That will fall off to 43 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 55.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on this Tuesday, final Tuesday of April. And here's a story that I printed off last week, and you know how it goes. It either fell its way under the pile, but I wanted to throw this out to you last week, Damon. Have you been following Mitch Harris at all? Have you heard this story? The former Navy guy?
Yes.
Mitch Harris made it to the majors with the St. Louis Cardinals bullpen, graduate of the Naval Academy. He's 29 years old. The Hall of Fame says they believe it's the only Naval Academy graduate to appear in the major leagues. The only other one was in 1921. It must have been a fish. Nemo Gaines was the last guy from the Naval Academy. So I haven't even got a chance to see how he's been doing. But obviously,
I know his first time went an inning and a third, gave up a hit, but no runs, kind of got the hold. But very, very cool story. Got to see it all over ESPN and whatnot. Very, 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 very awesome, awesome story.
Well, the Hastings College softball team, the number three seed, just enough to not host the GPAC tournament, which has a little different format this year. They will play Nebraska Wesleyan tomorrow in Fremont at Midland University at 12 noon. And the head coach of the Broncos, Troy Baker, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Damon Day. Troy, coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, doing good. You know, I keep reading the stories. I keep talking about some of the nice things that the girls are doing, and I figured, gosh, we need to get Troy on here as they get ready to make a run through here the tournament. I want to start with the format, which has changed for baseball and softball here. You've kind of went to, for the listeners, it's really the College World Series format where you've got two pods of four, and you try and advance on out of that pod. Just your thoughts about the change.
I love it. I thought it makes more sense since you play the regular season, and what we used to do is north and south, you know, and this, it's kind of means, hey, the two best teams during the regular season get a host, and, you know, of course, Doan and Midland did the damage, and they get a host.
You have not put long losing streaks or long winning streaks together for most of the year. You did have a little stretch there in the middle of the season, middle of this month, where you were on the road and took a few lumps. But how do you feel the team is playing now heading into the tournament?
Well, I think we're playing okay, and that's not probably a great answer. You know, we played the last team place at the end of the season, and we split. You know, we had a York team that wasn't the best, and we split. You know, that's what we've been doing lately is we've been splitting. So, you know, until we hopefully figure out tomorrow, you know, we got to figure out how to win two, three, four games in a row if we're going to do this thing.
Coach Damon Day here. Morgan Fisher has 14 home runs on the season. I believe that's near a Hastings College record. What has made her so successful this season?
She would tell you, and she'd be dead honest with you. You gave me the chance to play. You know, the first two years she was behind a very solid third baseman that, you know, is up in the top five in hits and average and everything like that, and Morgan was stuck behind her. And Morgan's got an opportunity to play, and if I would have known this, you know, I would have played her more. She's been phenomenal. She's been our MVP. You know, she has a single-season home run record. Right now she has a single-season RBI record, and she has done everything that I possibly have asked for. And plus, she's only made eight errors at third base, which, you know, the hot corner ball's right, you know, hitting shots at you. She's done a great job for us. She has been a stud.
We're talking with the head softball coach at Hastings College and Troy Baker as they get ready for the GPAC tournament tomorrow. I'm guessing up and down, you have to be pretty satisfied with your offense, hitting 340 compared to just 272 for your opponents.
Yeah, we, you know, that is our strong point. And You know, there's been a couple games that you just, you know, you shake your head. How is this team shutting us out? Because, you know, some of our bottom hitters could be hitting higher. And we just, we are. We 1-9, we're as solid as anybody in our conference. And it showed all year, you know. 51 home runs. I think we've almost doubled the team that's in second. So for our ballpark, you know, we're hitting fly balls, and if the wind is blowing out a little bit like it was the other day, you know, we hit 8 in a doubleheader and 4-1 inning and 5 in the second game, and that was a school record. They are. They're fun to watch, and hopefully, you know, we can continue that because our pitching not been bad by any means. They're just beat up. Our number one and number two are hurt, and we're going to have to score. And with Taylor, we have no idea if she's going to be able to pitch tomorrow. She's got a pinched nerve in her neck, and hopefully, you know, some medication will kick in here and she'll be able to throw. But if not, we're going to have to rely on our number three, which, you know, on most teams, that's not good. Hopefully Shelby will be ready to go if we need her.
When you don't know, and maybe you do know and you're just not saying on the air, which is totally fine, but we're 24 hours, 25 hours away from having to trot somebody out there, do you have two plans, and how do you make sure that everybody knows those plans going in?
Well, you know, Kate, our number two pitcher, has been pitching more than three quarters of the year with a bad knee. And we know she's going to throw. It's just that she's not 100%. And she throws mid-60s, and it is legit mid-60s because umpires have said, holy cow, what is this kid doing here? You know, she does. She throws extremely hard, and I don't know how hard she'd be throwing if she had two good knees. You know, she's going to throw the first one against Nebraska Wesley, and that was going to be the plan anyway because of matchups. And if we happen to get by Wesley, we're going to probably see Midland more likely. And Taylor's going to probably warm up in the first game, and if she can't go, I talked to Shelby Escher. You got to get the mindset you are going to pitch that second game. So, you know, I would tell you, I'm dead honest. I really don't know if Taylor's going to be able to go because the doc saw her yesterday and they gave her two pretty strong doses of some medicine. And hopefully, you know, we go to practice today and she says, hey, I'm ready to go. I know she's going to want the ball. It's just a matter of we just don't want to hurt her. We don't want to make it anything worse that she's going to need surgery down the line. So, yeah, you know, we want Taylor to go, but if we can't, we got to go to plan B.
You played Nebraska Wesleyan to start April. You split a doubleheader with them. Give us your scouting report on them.
They're feisty. They're a feisty bunch. You know, we didn't hit great against them in either ball game. So, you know, hopefully, you know, they do. They have a bigger ballpark. And we're going to Midland, which is a little bit smaller than Nebraska Wesleyan. Hopefully we can do some damage and hit some balls and some gaps because they are. They're a pretty good ball club. They haven't been playing the best down the stretch. So, you know, hopefully we can get them. But it is. It's going to be a fun matchup because, you know, I know Doan's number one, and they are legit. You know, Midland's two, and they're good. But we're right there, too. You know, we've been up there with Doan most of the year, and then the last, you know, 6 to 8 ball games, we kind of stubbed our toe. And, you know, we are what we are. We've been splitting a lot, so hopefully, you know, things will come through us this week.
Last minute here with Troy Baker, Hastings College softball coach. Damon Day, of course, UNK baseball coach, my co-host today, and we'll be chatting about their postseason. Damon, how do things change for you coaches when it's postseason?
I think for me personally, it's trying to keep everything as simple and as same as you've done all season long, trying not to do anything crazy. We did some things yesterday in practice with just a little bit more fundamental work that we haven't done in a while. But I think Coach would attest, you just try to keep it as process-driven as you possibly can and keep everything as normal as you can.
Troy, is that the way you guys are taking the approach?
We did. We, you know, we hit yesterday. You know, that's what we would have done during the regular season. We got, you know, stations set up. We had some of our pitchers throw to our batters, some live stuff. Today, it will be simple. It'll be a lot of some infield, outfield, some situational stuff, and then we're going to get out of there. You know, we're ready. We're to the mindset. We're going down tonight. We're going to get a good sleep in a motel and get up in the morning and hopefully, you know, put our best A game forward because we're going to need it. Everybody else is just in the same boat as we are. Everybody's banged up and got some issues and stuff like that. So if we lose, there's no excuses. We just got to come ready to play 14 innings, and hopefully we'll do that.
And, Troy, finally, just for the fans, we talked about it to start here at the beginning, the new format. What happens out of these pods? How is it set up, and how do you advance on?
Well, in our situation, if we happen to win these four, and say Doan stumble, you know, down at Crete, if we win, we get a host on Saturday, the best two out of three. So it's the higher seeds and whoever hosts. So if it's a six and a you know, an eight seed or whatever that happened to get there, the six seed would get a host. So it's a cool thing. You know, that's what I told, you know, our ladies, you know, hey, go down and win, and if we get some help, you know, we could host. But if Doan does win and we do win, we get to go to the national tournament because Doan won the regular season. So it's kind of a catch-22. We'd love to play at home, but if Doan happens to win and we happen to get out of ours, we understand that we just got to get to Doan and we're in. So two out of three, it'd be basically playing for a conference championship in the postseason, but we know we're going to go. So that is our ultimate goal. Get to Crete, and hopefully if Crete's there, we're in.
And Troy, is the GPAC, are you saying that the most bids they could get is two, or is there a chance for some other teams to get in?
No, it's going to be two because, you know, unlike basketball, which is a powerhouse in women, you know, women and I, you know, we're not going to get an at-large by any means. Doan's getting votes, you know, and they should. They are good, and they've beaten some rated teams this season. So, yeah, we're going to get two, and that's probably all we're going to get.
All right, Troy, we wish you the best of luck, and, hey, we'll talk to you again soon. Take care of those girls.
Thanks. We'll try.
Take care. Troy Baker, Hastings College softball again. They will open things up at noon tomorrow in Fremont as they will be taking on Nebraska Wesleyan, and then Midland will take on Concordia, and you try to win that little pod. And Damon will talk about it here in a little bit. You guys also have a unique postseason that is unlike what a lot of people are used to seeing.
No, we have a two-weekend type of thing, and so this weekend is the opening round, and then next weekend's the final round in Kansas City, and it's not a very good setup. I mean, it's not a very good setup. It's not, you know, I'm not one of those guys that voted for it. I think to make it the way that you do puts a lot of pressure on your top-seeded teams. I mean, right now in the MIAA, we're really struggling to get any sort of regional recognition whatsoever. Right now, of the top eight teams in the region, right now we only have two teams that are getting recognition for a possible at-large bid. Very weird circumstance. The third-place team in our league, Emporia State, is actually getting more votes than our first-place team. So there's a lot of things within the MIAA baseball-wise that are going to need to be discussed. This is the second year in a row where we don't even have a third team getting consideration for a regional. So we kind of got to sit down as a coaching staff as well as with the powers that be in the MIAA and figure out what are we going to do to remedy this situation, because with such a strong league and such a strong conference, we're definitely not getting the representation that we need on the regional level. And if you don't do that, then you're not going to go to the NCAAs. And so, yeah, it's a janky, it's a screwed up, it's a very haphazard type of way to run a conference tournament.
Before we go into our break here, I want to let you know what our Midtown Mart cooler question is. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Everybody agreeing yesterday that Adam Wainwright will definitely hurt the Cardinals' chances of making the postseason. Today, the first two games of the Orioles-White Sox series in Baltimore have been postponed because of safety concerns with the riots in Baltimore. Are you on board with that, or do you think there's a way that they should have enough security at a ballpark that they can play baseball? They could play baseball. To get fans in there? I don't
know. No, I was stunned if the MLB was going to say, okay, you guys are going to play and there's not going to be anybody in there.
Yeah. Vote now on our Midtown Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com, and we'll be back with more after this.
The South Heartland District Health Department wants you to help us become the healthiest nation in one generation. Nationally, public health has seen successes like increasing life expectancy and reducing infant mortality. The United Health Foundation places Nebraska 10th in the United States in overall health ranking, but we still face challenges to do better. Take a pledge to do your part to eat well, exercise, and make healthy choices. Together, we can build healthy communities. Together, we can help create the healthiest nation in one generation. This message is from the South Heartland District Health Department because they care about you and your loved ones.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
But Rocky guys are in your corner because he cares.
Rocky.com. Back in time, a caveman, his name was Ugg, got tired of gathering nuts and berries, decided that meat was a neat treat.
Mine too.
Ugg was the first human carnivore. Ugg inspired others to try meat. They liked it too. Ugg now serves as the spokes caveman for Carnivore's Meat Supply. Dozens of cuts of fresh beef, pork, chicken, and fish. Early carnivores used to have to knock on cave doors to find meat. All you need to do is head to Carnivore's Meat Supply, west off 281 on Old Potash Highway.
We've waited all winter for this. The colors of spring. Steinbrink's Landscaping and Greenhouse has their roots planted right here, and no one brings you more color. Our colorful geraniums, hanging baskets, vegetables, herbs, and tomatoes will all flourish at your home because they come from ours. We're Central Nebraska's largest nursery and greenhouse with the best selection of trees, shrubs, roses, perennials, and ornamental grasses. Locally owned, locally grown. Come see the color at Steinbrink's, 2 blocks south of Highway 30 on 30th Avenue, Kearney.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Your Midway Auto Dealerships are located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And hey, it's that time. It's here again. Congratulations to the graduate. You've earned something special. Now you can own something special through the Chrysler College Grad Program. Offers special incentives if you've graduated from college in the last 2 years or will graduate in the next 6 months, or are currently enrolled in a master's or doctoral program, you are eligible. When you purchase a brand-new Chrysler vehicle, you'll receive an extra $500 cash allowance. The Chrysler 200, 300, Town & Country offer the ideal blend of style, performance, and efficiency. So check with Midway. Take advantage of the offer. You did it. Be proud. Get moving. Get off to that new job. Get off to that career. Whatever the case may be, do it in style. If Chrysler is not what you are looking for right now, they've got a variety of other great new and pre-owned vehicles on their lot at the Midway Auto Dealerships. That is Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, we'll turn the co-host hat into the coach's hat right now for Loper baseball coach Damon Day, who I keep comparing you to the men's basketball program this last year. You have been in the mix. You have sniffed the top of the conference, and then both of you guys kind of ended up on the wrong end of the tiebreakers to for them, made them play an extra game, and for you guys to go on the road when it was a three-way tie for fourth. And if you get lucky enough to win those tiebreakers, you'd be playing at home. And I joked it would be a beautiful weekend to be playing baseball at Memorial Field. So I know your confident going to play a team that you haven't played yet, I'm sure you would also rather be playing at home. So it was a rough weekend at Washburn, a lot of competitive ball games. I've thrown a lot out there. Let's start with last weekend.
Hey, it's the world we live in the MIAA. You know, we're 2-6 in our last 8 MIAA games on the road. 4 of those games we lost in either extra innings or got walked off in the last inning, and we're just not finishing baseball games right now, and that's tough. I mean, that's something that we've always prided ourselves on in our baseball program is being finishers, and unfortunately over the last 8 games on the road, we haven't done it, and that's something that we got to figure out in a hurry because it's playoff baseball now, and if you don't finish now, there's no tomorrow. And so, you know, we're disappointed with the way that we finished the season. It was a goal of ours all season long to host, and that didn't happen. And so you kind of get over that and you move on, and I like our draw. I like our draw a lot, to be honest with you. Not that I don't have respect for Central Missouri, but I love the fact that Central Missouri hasn't seen us and we haven't seen them, and that's good going into playoff baseball. I like this draw. I like our position better than if we would have had to play Missouri Western at our place. Missouri Western has 2 left-handers that have a lot of confidence, that have the ability to do some things against us, and we didn't really want to see them again in a series. And so, you know, when you get to this time of the year, you know, you explain to the boys just, you know, this is what baseball will do. It'll humble you. Baseball is one of the more humbling games to where, you know, you're coming off a big 3-4 win series versus Lindenwood. Things are going well, and then wham, the carpet kind of gets pulled out of you, and you get punched in the face. And so we got to finish. You know, we got to finish this week and finish games. That's our goal. But really proud of the guys. I mean, finishing 4th in the MIAA, you're a pretty doggone good baseball team.
And I didn't want to just, because it was a bad stat for Coach Baker over there. They just get crushed in the 7th inning, their final inning of softball games. They've been outscored dramatically. Is because we talked about Joe Schmidt, and he'd been doing the job as a closer here for you, and you've talked about not needing, I mean, to use him all that much. Is it a pitching situation, or are you just not, do you believe, scoring enough runs over the last, whether it's the 6th, 7th, or in your 9 inning games, the 8th, 9th?
Yeah, it's a combination of things. When you go on a rut and you go 2-6 and don't succeed in many areas, there's a whole host of reasons why. You know, our pitching staff hasn't shut down teams with a lead. Our offense hasn't extended those leads. We've jumped out to numerous leads, 5-run leads, 4-run leads, and then we sit. And then, you know, 5 innings go by, and then we'll maybe throw one up. Well, that's too late. That's too many opportunities that have gone by. And so, you know, our offense has struggled on the road the last 8 games. It has not been the offense that we're accustomed to seeing. And, you know, that just goes back to the young guys. Sometimes we've talked about it. You know, we have a very large senior class. And that's a really good thing, and that's a really bad thing. And I think over the last 8 games, it's been a really bad thing. You know, we got a lot of seniors that are trying to do too much, trying to get outside of who they are, trying to get away from what has made them so successful throughout their career. It's kind of what we like to I call it the superhero syndrome. And you see that a lot of times with senior-laden teams. They hit the, you know, I don't want to say they hit the panic button, but, you know, they strive too hard. They put so much pressure on themselves that they almost can't even perform anymore because they are putting so much pressure on him. And then you have the guy behind him who's, I got to do it for my teammate. I got to do it for this guy. And so when we've gotten on the road and gotten in those environments, we have not handled it very well as a baseball team. We have not been able to slow the game down and just kind of get into our rhythm of doing things. We've really tried to overdo it, something that we haven't witnessed at home. You know,
how do you give me a specific thing or two, because I don't think taking an extra base is what we're talking about, but I think it might be swinging too hard, expanding your strike zone.
Without
the things I'm thinking of are offensively.
Oh, yeah, without
maybe
doubt.
Maybe you're trying to gun a guy down when you know you're supposed to throw to second, and instead you try to gun him at third. What are you talking about?
You know, it's the old, hey, you know, you get a base hit to left with one out man on second base, and I'm bringing him the whole time. You know, maybe I should hold him, maybe I shouldn't, but I'm just feeling the way that our offense is. Even myself as a coach, I'm trying to push some buttons to get the guys going. You know, you get up there with guys in scoring position, and you swing at the very first thing. You know, and maybe it's 4 inches out, and you just roll over, and now it's a double play ball. You know, it's the ball that is up in the strike zone that you probably should take. Well, you give it a whack because you want to try to hit a 2-run homer to get yourself going. It's all those things that we've had a lot of success throughout the season in doing, but right now it's just not clicking. And right now we're not making any breaks for ourselves. You know, the defensively, Washburn ran circles around us defensively. We didn't play bad defensively, but when I talk about defensively, they were stealing hits. They were making plays in the gap. They were going to do some things with, you know, we had guys on second and third. Brandon Langdanger does his job. smokes the ball to the gap, and out of nowhere, center fielder makes a running, diving catch. You know, it's just kind of some of those things. And then that adds to it. That adds to the whole, you know, baseball's a tough game. It's a frustrating game. You can do everything exactly the way that you're supposed to, and it may not end up with where you want it to be. And so I think that their defensive play even put more pressure on us. It even made us get more outside of our comfort zone from an offensive standpoint. From a pitching standpoint, you know, right now, you know, we got guys out of position where they're slotted in their rotations. You know, it's kind of starting to show its marks here in April. It's just a long season, and we haven't had the deepest of pitching staffs throughout the entire year. And so I think guys are, you know, the inning count's starting to rack up, and the scouting reports are starting to be out some things. But, you know, at the end of the day, the guys will tell you they know better. They know they should be playing better than they are, and I think that's what gives us confidence in going to Central Missouri is the whole, you know what, we know what to do to be successful. Now it's just, can we go do it? And you know, we finished a lot of great ball games. We've walked off a lot of other people. I was joking before the show. You know what? I've realized one thing. It hurts more to be walked off than the excitement of walking somebody else off. I've learned that over the last, you know, four walk-offs that we've had, type of thing. But I'm really proud of our guys. You know, it's a tough league. It's a juggernaut league. It's a league that matters. I mean, yeah. Baseball's a big deal to a lot of these schools, and I'm really proud of how well we've transitioned in just 3 years to be making a run at some things.
Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, we're talking about his team. He's also co-hosting today. Carson Shockey is going to join us, the Big Ten men's golf champion from Omaha, who's golfing in Iowa. But I want to get back to will Thursday night determine who you throw Friday, or do you – already say, you know what, no matter what, unless there's an injury that changes, you know who's going Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and there won't be any changes to your normal rotation, or are you still fiddling with that?
Jake Dittman will start on Thursday, and we'll go from there. I mean, it truly is an all hands on deck. It is truly you may relieve one game and start the next. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're just trying to throw up as many zeros as we can one inning at a time, and I think we'll let that kind of play out. In playoff baseball, your hook is quick. Your bullpen will be active.
Game one, I'm guessing in a series like this, without being the coach, you let it play out. And then game two, it really depends if you won or lost. If you lost, obviously, you might make a pitching change in the first inning, your second inning. Is that the way you view that? Is that the way you coach? Or will it be no matter what, will it kind of have the same every game, whether you're winning or losing?
No, it'll be we will make every decision based upon the fact for us to win. And if that means we burn through our entire pitching staff to win game number one, well, then we'll have to figure it out for game number two. When you get to this kind of postseason type of thing, you can't count your chickens before they're hatched type of thing, and you don't want to be driving back to Kearney with a bullet still in your gun thinking, God, I wish I would have thrown this guy, but I didn't because of whatever reason. And so, you know, we're just going to try to win one inning at a time. And I mean, it's coach speak, and I'm bringing
I'm trying to get all the cliches. You just killed me with cliches, yeah. And you haven't even tipped the cap yet.
I know.
So
exactly.
What the heck?
But it truly is one of those. We just got to win innings and win innings and stop them. And momentum is going to be big for both teams. They're coming off they went 1-3 versus Lindenwood. And you know, we went 1-3 versus Washburn. Neither team has the greatest taste in their mouth right now. Fortunately for us, we won our last game, battled some adversity, was very resilient. So I think our guys kind of have hey, we can do this. They just got walked off in their last game, and it took them from being a 2 seed to a 3 seed. And so I think whoever sets the tone early, it is going to be something to watch for when you look at these games is who gets in the rhythm the fastest.
Give me your scouting report. What have you scouted on Central Missouri? What's their strength?
Oh, they can pitch. I mean, they're a really good pitching team. They're one of the top 5 pitching teams in the MIAA, and they're probably one of the top 20 pitching teams in the country. Offensively, you know, they do what they need to do to score runs around what their pitching staff allots. It's a very interesting battle for us versus them. We're very offensive. You know, we're top 2 or 3 in the MIAA. We're top 25 in the country offensively. You know, our pitching staff is competitive, but they don't have, you know, shut down. You know, they do have the ability to shut down, but they have not shown that to do that over a consistent period of time. So it's a very interesting battle. It's a very interesting dynamic, the fact that we haven't seen each other. This is a very weird, you know, kind of going into your conference tournament and you haven't even seen your opponent. I think it's a huge advantage for us not only from a mental standpoint, but just from an offensive standpoint. There's certain types of pitchers that we struggle with, and let's face it, and let's hope they don't have a lot of those.
Last question. When we get to this time and then all the way all the tiebreakers fell out, I'm guessing if you weren't the coach at UNK, if you were one of the other guys, you were rooting for, I don't want to play this team. Are you that team?
Yeah. I think that when Pushka, no one wanted to play us at Memorial.
Wow.
And that's true. I mean, that's a true statement. No one wanted to have to come to Kearney to play our offense in Memorial Field. And we didn't do that. And then that's frustrating, but can't cry over spilt milk now. I mean, there's a good cliche.
You only got to win two.
Hey, you know, it's for us, it's not even so much winning. I think it just starts with where we're at competing-wise. Because we'll compete with anybody. It's can we finish?
And then, again, explain to the fans, if you are able to win this best 2 out of 3 series with Central Missouri, then what happens?
Well, we go to Kansas City next Thursday to play at Community America Ballpark.
And this is a 14-game
double elimination. Winner goes to the NCAAs.
All right. Damon Day, UNK baseball coach like no other, just like T&L Irrigation. The 2015 season is upon us. Find out why so many growers have T&L in their field. Hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems make it so much easier on you because of their superior reliability, low maintenance, the safety, and the simplicity of T&L's hydraulic design, the reasons why you should have T&L in your field. Check them out online at TLIRR.com, the website that will fill you in on not only just the pivots, but the PP3 that'll take care. You can do it with the GPS from wherever, all the other water guns and things that they can put together for your farming operation. That's why they're like no other, T&L's hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems. Find out more from your local T&L dealer. Carson Shockey, Big Ten Men's Golf Champion, when we return.
Giving back to the community has never been easier. May 1st is Give Hastings Day, a 24-hour opportunity to give to your favorite nonprofit organizations through the Hastings Community Foundation. Log on to givehastings.org on Friday, May 1st, and make your donation. It's that easy. You can win bonus money for your favorite charitable causes and enjoy some friendly competition. Plus, your donation stays in the Hastings area. Shape the future of Hastings in a single day on Friday, May 1st for Give Hastings Day. Live here, give here.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete and Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Get ready for the Royals-Tigers 4-game weekend series. Thursday, grab Corno Nation tickets for the 7:10 game. Friday at 7:10 is Buck Night, presented by Visit KC. Plus, summer fireworks presented by Hy-Vee and Pepsi. Saturday at 6:10, the first 15,000 fans get Salvador Perez bobbleheads presented by Sport Clips to honor his historic wildcard winning RBI. Don't miss Family Fun Day Sunday with opening pitch at 1:10. Get your tickets at Royals.com or Hy-Vee.
Make this season forever Royal.
Hand Machining in Pleasanton is proud to sponsor the seniors of 2015. Trust Hand Machining for whatever machining you need, large jobs or small. Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you next fall. Congratulations, class of 2015. From Brent and Sarah Woodman.
There's a special pride in graduating, and the Exchange Bank of Gibbon would like every one of the area graduates to know how very proud they are of each and every one of you, and looking forward to sharing in your future. The Exchange Bank of Gibbon.
Dougie Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As I've said many times, When we talk sports, we think we know it all and we have no idea. But I do have a question, and this is the great thing about radio. We've got the games for you, Nebraska and Creighton, tonight at 6:05 on 1230 KHAS. But how is this not televised? What? When's the last time Nebraska-Creighton wasn't televised? We're going to be watching Antique Roadshow tonight. What's going on? Nebraska-Creighton not televised tonight. Why? Why? Don't know. Can't give you the answer. So before you ask me, I don't know. It's not televised tonight, but you can hear it on 1230 a.m. KHAS tonight with the pregame at about 5:35. A couple of other sports notes, and then Carson Shockey going to join us. Damon Day had to take off here because obviously they leave tomorrow, and he's got a lot to get done. Tomorrow on our Loper Link, we are going to talk with UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires. Today they announced the name of two junior college transfers and two high school seniors who will play for the Lopers next fall. In addition to the four seniors that signed last fall, the transfers are Skylar Erickson out of the Greeley area. She was at Central Community College in Columbus in high school, broke a ton of records. And Brianna Pontuas, I don't know how to say her last name. Sorry, Brianna, from McPherson, Kansas. She was at Johnson County Community College. And then the high school girls are Ellie McDonald out of Papillion and Connor Newberry out of Melissa, Texas. There has been, we talked about Nebraska's changing of players and transfers. Well, UNK is in the same exact boat, and we'll talk with the coach about that tomorrow. Anna Summers will represent the Loper women's golf team in the regionals. That is May 3rd through the 5th in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, the second time that she has qualified. And Marissa Bongers is the conference track athlete of the week after her record-breaking performance at the Drake Relays. Yesterday, the Central Nebraska Track Championships. Congratulations to our buddy Derry Trampy, the Ord track coach, who has been a part of the Chanticleers, and he's been around Bertrand Amherst. If you've been in this area, you know Derry Trampy. He was named the honored as the coach of the year yesterday, and then Northwest Pole Vault coach Dave McNeil as the contributor of the year. We talked with Coach Harrington last week, and his own Megan Billington goes out and breaks the meet record. At an all-star meet, if you're breaking records, you've done something. And Megan Billington does the job in the 1600 and the 3200 to be named the meet's outstanding girls athlete. And Jared Hastings of Giltner had himself a night, winning both hurdle events. And, man, he is just great with the gold medals as well in the high jump and part of the 400 relay winning team. So outstanding job there. High school soccer, we're winding down the regular season. Kearney is at Hastings tonight. Kearney Catholic at Grand Island Central Catholic. Of course, that'll be boys only. Grand Island is at Fremont, and Northwest is at Crete. So we've got all of that set to go for you. Carson Shockey joining us here momentarily. He won the Big Ten Men's Golf Championship. He is a two-time state champion at Omaha Creighton Prep, part of the team championships as well at Creighton Prep, and went to Iowa. They finished second as a team there. So we'll talk with him momentarily. And I think we've covered all the sports that there is to cover for you so far here today. Well, we rarely talk college golf here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We love the game of golf. We're always talking about the high school kids and what's going on and what's going on in the pros. And we talked about the Reinertsen boys at Nebraska, but let's face it, Nebraska just hasn't had the golf team to allow us to talk about them. But that doesn't mean Nebraska kids aren't doing well, and the man that's doing the job right now is Carson Shockey. He is your Big Ten champion, just got the job done this weekend, sophomore at the University of Iowa, and of course a lot of people know Carson from his playing time in Nebraska at Creighton Prep and the circuit all across the state, and maybe some of those battles he's had with the Reinertsens and other kids from around our listening area. And Carson's kind enough to give us some time here today on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Carson, hey, congratulations. You've kind of had a few interviews now to talk to some folks, but it's had some time to settle in. Have you been able to grasp it all yet?
Yeah, I have. You know, I haven't had much time. You know, we drove back yesterday after the golf tournament. We got home this morning around 1, you know, 12:30 or so. So, you know, I got back and really just wanted to get to sleep. And I woke up this morning, and I had a text from my dad, and Coach Biff had called me, and, you know, they just said, you know, it wasn't a dream, and I was like, I can't really believe it. And, you know, it was super just exciting to drive home and, you know, just realizing, you know, what I had done. And, you know, I hadn't realized that only two people here at the University of Iowa had accomplished, you know, won the Big Ten championship, and I was the third. So that was pretty cool to see and to hear from Coach Stiff. And, you know, it's really an exciting feat.
Carson, now let me make sure I got this right. You and Nick Hardy from Illinois actually tied, and they don't do a playoff. Is that right?
Exactly. Yes, that is right. I'm not sure why they don't do playoffs, but in college tournaments, if they tie, if the first place ties, they give the win to both of them. Which, you know, it's fine with me. You know, if there was a playoff, you know, that would have been cool too. But I'll take the W.
Well, yeah, because we know you'd have won the playoff, right?
Exactly. That's what I said to my brothers afterwards. I was like, it doesn't matter. My little brother's like, Carson, you didn't really win because there wasn't a playoff. I'm like, Alex, if there was a playoff, I would have won.
as you guys, now, again, they've got him listed as Illinois' number five golfer. Is that true, yeah, or was that just strategy on their part?
No, I think that's true. You know, the University of Illinois, that golf team is so deep. And I think Coach Small said after the tournament and the little banquet thing they had on the 18th green there, you know, I think he said that all five of the golfers that played in the Big Ten Championship yesterday, they had all won a golf tournament this year, which is pretty incredible. You know, that golf team is they're really good. And, you know, there's, you know, a reason why they're ranked number one in the country for a while there. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for those guys. They put in a lot of work, and they're really, really nice guys and really nice to play with. So I give my hat off to them.
We're talking with Iowa sophomore Carson Shockey, the Big Ten men's golf champion. Obviously, you have won golf tournaments. Your team has won golf tournaments, state championships at Creighton Prep. How does this one differ?
I'm not quite sure. You know, it feels a lot. It feels really good. You know, I haven't had this feeling in what seems like a long time. You know, I won two state championships, and then my last win after that was, you know, big win was the Waterloo Open, which was this summer, and then, you know, I haven't won since then. Which, you know, it doesn't happen much in golf. You don't really get that many wins when you're playing at this level against, you know, top players like I am. And, you know, I think yesterday was one of the greatest days of my life. It was really cool to be, you know, three down and be able to come back and, you know, control my emotions all the way through the round and know that, you know, my game stuck out on a really difficult golf course. And I'm really proud of myself that, you know, I stuck with it and, you know, I didn't give up and never let up and kept it going.
Carson Shockey joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. One more question about the weekend round here. You start off with 65, so immediately, right after the first day, you're kind of in some uncharted territory since that's your career best. Take me through that first round.
Yeah, that first round was it was unbelievable. I started off well, and, you know, before the tournament even started, I knew that I wanted to get off to a hot start, and that was kind of something that I haven't done all year in any golf tournament. You know, I kind of get off to bad starts, and I have to kind of catch up to get a top 10 or top 5 here or there. So that was a goal of mine, to start off hot, and I did. You know, I stayed patient throughout the round, but you know, I just hit fairways, and I was hitting greens, and down the back nine, I caught fire, and, you know, it seemed like I had a lot of straight putts on the back nine there, and, you know, when you have a round like that going, that's usually what it seems like. You know, you hit it in there 6, 7, 8 feet, and they all seem like uphill, straight, maybe right center or left center, and, you know, you're just hitting them good speed, and they're going in. You know, that in tournament golf, that's the best round I've ever played, and it was truly amazing, the feeling that I had and the focus that I was in. But, you know, I wasn't forcing anything. It was, like, such a peaceful round. And everything just kind of came together. And, you know, for 18 holes, I stuck with it. And, you know, I made some putts.
Creighton Prep is the three-time defending Class A champion. And, of course, Carson won the individual title in his last 2 years in 12 and 13. And those individual sports, you can have multiple coaches, and a lot of people here in the Tri-Cities, and because of what he's done there in Omaha and being a top PGA pro for a number of years, know John Peterson. You got hooked up with John. Well, you can tell us. I know it's years ago when you were just starting to try and find your way into junior golf and Creighton Prep. Talk about the relationship and what it's like when you have kind of an individual coach and then when you go off to college and you have another coach.
Yeah, it's, you know, Coach Peterson and I started working together, I think the winter of freshman year of high school for me. So I don't know even how long ago that was, 6 years ago or something like that. But, you know, the relationship I've had with Coach Peterson is amazing from day one. You know, I got in there, and from the first lesson I got in there, and I realized that he was definitely the coach for me because he tells it how it is, you know. He doesn't sugarcoat anything, and, you know, if he thinks you need to work on something, he's going to tell you and let you know. And each and every day, you know, pretty much I text him and we're texting back and forth talking about, you know, whatever, golf or life or anything really, just to help out my game or help out any aspect of my life that, you know, anything that's going on. So, you know, that relationship has always been great. And, you know, I can see myself being with Coach Peterson for a long time. And then kind of, you know, back to that question of getting to college and having, you know, another coach. You know, it's kind of different because Coach Stitt, he really knows that I work with Coach Peterson, and, you know, I follow Coach Peterson's philosophy, and I really enjoy what Coach Peterson has taught me in the past years. And Coach Stitt kind of gets out of the way of my golf swing and just kind of lets it happen. You know, Coach Stitt has so many great tips for me and a lot of experience as well. So, in some aspects of the game, he helps me there. And, you know, it's a good mesh. You know, I kind of have a swing coach, and then I've got Coach Smith as a, you know, as a team coach. And, you know, it all works out really well.
A couple moments left here with Carson Shockey, Iowa sophomore, went to Creighton Prep. He's your Big Ten golf champion here in 2015. In some texting back with Coach Peterson, he called you the hardest worker ever, which I know is a great compliment, and we've heard that before about you as you were going through the high school ranks. What do you have to work hardest at? What's the last thing that has filled out? No one's ever perfect at golf, but what's the most difficult part about golf for you?
The most difficult part about golf is putting the ball in the hole. The putter is the most important part of the game, you know, and you can hit a lot of fairways and you can hit a lot of greens and all that stuff, but if you can't put the ball in the hole, then it really doesn't matter. So, you know, for my game and for me to get to the next level and to where I want to be and where I've always wanted to be, I think that's kind of the part of my game that I need to improve on the most. And I think that, you know, if I do improve on it in the next couple of years, you know, I can get to that next level and I can start playing and competing against the best in the world. And, you know, that's kind of always been my goal. And I love the thought of it, you know, being able to compete against the best golfers in the world on a daily basis and, show them, you know, what my game has in store. And, you know, I'm kind of getting goosebumps already thinking about it right now. You know, it's kind of amazing.
Well, let's do what we always like to do when it comes to golfers and folks that get to travel a little bit. Favorite course that you've played in Nebraska is what?
Sand Hills. Coach Peterson and a couple of my friends, we went up to Sand Hills for the summer. One of my best friends had like a little trip thing, and he invited Coach Peterson and another friend on the prep golf team, and we went up there for a couple of days and played it. It's truly an unbelievable place. Just it's a different kind of golf up there, and you got to be able to hit golf shots and work your ball both ways. And like I said, if you want to play good golf out there, you gotta know how to putt and work on your speed and all that stuff. So all your aspects of your game need to be in check if you want to score well out there.
Your bio says that your favorite course anywhere is the Country Club of New England. Now, has that changed since the Big Ten tournament is over, or is that still the case, and why is it?
I think it has changed. I think, the past couple months I've been able to play some spectacular golf courses. You know, last year the Big Ten Championships were at French Lick, and that course is unbelievable. And then this year they moved to Victoria, and, that course, I got back from yesterday, and, I was kind of mesmerized all week by it. I was talking to my roommate earlier today, and I told him that, there's, five holes out there where if you miss it left, you're dead, and then there's another, four holes out there. If you miss it right, you're dead. So, you have to have, your game has to be on point each and every day for you to have a chance to win or even be in contention out there. So, I think I would change that to Victoria now, and I might be a little biased now that I've won out there, but I think that's my favorite course.
Carson, when you guys say the guys on the Iowa golf team, when you sit back and you see what a Jordan Spieth is doing, and he's not much, he's the same age as some of the guys on the team or a year older, what do you think about when you watch a guy like that?
I can see the hard work that he's put in. And, I know what that is. I know what that's like. I don't know what it's like to be at that level yet. But it's truly amazing, what he did at the Masters this year and kind of blew away the field. And, what amazes me is just, his presence on the course and how he acts. And, he just seems so in control at all times. And, I envy that. I want to be like that. I don't want to be, a guy that's out there screaming at his ball or blaming other people for bad shots and stuff. He takes credit for every shot that he hits, good or bad, and that's kind of how you have to be if you want to be a really good golfer at that level. So I envy that.
Carson, last question here: who's the best golfer you ever played with?
That I've ever played with? Holy cow! That's a tough question. That's actually a really good question.
I'm
not sure. I don't know.
Okay, that's fair.
Can I say myself? Is that illegal?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. That's no, good confidence, man.
To be completely honest, I've seen Coach Peterson shoot some rounds that are just unbelievable. When that guy has the putter on, he can make putts from any which way possible, and they are going in dead center with perfect amount of speed. And, it's really cool to watch sometimes, He surprises me each and every time. I still don't. He beats me so many times, and I don't know how. It is ridiculous. But, it's funny because he texts me a lot about that. And he keeps telling me the record that we have against each other, and I'm pretty sure he's up on me by a lot. So hopefully this summer I can get some back on him.
He's like, keep playing him. I'm sure you're going to close the gap here, buddy. So
probably.
Man, this has been a long interview. Time just flying by. Of course, I enjoy talking golf here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and maybe one of these days I'll be watching your video for tips. So keep up the good work and keep the career going there at Iowa, and hopefully we can talk again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Carson Shockey, Iowa golfer. What a week he had. Big 10 champion. And before we go, hey, thanks to the listeners out there. Nebraska Creighton Baseball is on TV, the official press release. So I'll give you the backstory here so you don't think I'm a complete idiot. The backstory is official release says that it would be streamed by the CBS Sports Network. TV right next to it says none. And I've had people here verify that I'm not blind. So what I did after Ryan gets a hold of me, Dan gets a hold of me, we get a couple callers, we get the emails, and I go, all right, I'll call my man Jeremy down there with the Nebraska baseball office. And he goes, what? I messed up. So, yes, it is on CBS Sports Network tonight. Nebraska Creighton Baseball will be on CBS Sports Network tonight at 6:05. And, of course, you can hear the call on 1230 AM KJS. We do want to thank Carson Shockey. Great chat with the young man and coached by John Peterson, who used to be the pro at the Kearney Country Club and now is doing a lot of great things as a player and now more as a teacher and a coach down there in the Omaha area. Also want to thank Troy Baker, head softball coach. coach at Hastings, UNK baseball coach Damon Day. We'll talk with UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires as part of our Loper Link tomorrow. We have got a jam Thursday show when we go over to Bandits in Grand Island. Looks like Paul Stevens, the baseball coach from Northwestern, will join us. We'll also talk with Jay Rood from the MGM Grand out in Las Vegas and Michelle Yu from Santa Anita and a horse racing analyst to give us a look at the Kentucky Derby. It's a busy, busy week, and we're looking forward to having you stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sports Center. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Well, a Sports Center update on ESPN. The Nebraska baseball team will be back in action tonight with their final non-conference game of the season when they take on the Creighton Blue Jays at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. Huskers have won five straight games against the Jays dating back to the 2013 season, but the Huskers haven't gone 3-0 against the Jays in a single season since 2008. Creighton is 13-5 at TD Ameritrade Park this season, with one of the losses coming.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.